at 6:50. We continue with the halachot this morning. Yesh makomot nehogim l'shitpalel slichot. There are places that have the practice that the person who leads for slichot, the shlich tzibur, mitpalel gam shacharit mincha v'gam ma'ariv shalafanav, that they also daven the ma'ariv the night before, so you have to be prepared, the shacharit that follows and the mincha afterwards. V'hu kodem la'aval ulemoel uleyortzai, and they have a precedence before somebody who's going to perform a milah, someone who is suffering a loss, as an aval, or someone who is remembering a loved one on the yahrzeit. And it seems strange to me on the surface. We don't have this practice here, as far as I know, that's the case, that after slichos an aval takes over for shacharis. But it should seem strange to me that they would have precedence over people who are undergoing loss and wanting to praise God in that situation, or those who are celebrating a momentous occasion. So it strikes me that when we daven slichot, we are in a unique circumstance that transcends human celebration and loss. We get to stand in the presence of God and beg for mercy. And having that capacity in some ways takes us out of the flow of time, out of the flow of human ebbs and flows, ups and downs, and it gives us a chance to connect with a timeless sense of God.